Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Vox Sox Radio, the best place to jumpstart your business each and every day. If you want to get the latest updates and hear what's happening around the country, this is the place to do it every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, or have testimonials about our company or the product, this is the place that you want to do it. So go out there, make it a great day, and remember, sock it to them.
All right, everybody, welcome. It's October 2nd, 2017, and we are off to the races. New month, we're now heading into the last quarter of the year, the last 3 months, if you will. It's a mad dash from October 1st to December 31st. And guys, we're also going to have so much fun doing it. This is going to be a blast. A friend of mine the other day came up with a saying. He goes, you know, I used to hate getting socks and underwear for Christmas. Now I only hate getting underwear. It was really funny. And anyway, I loved it. But guys, let's get ready. This is it. This is where all the action is going to happen. Okay, so much is going to go down in the next 90 days. That literally, this is where you build your business. You can make it work. And so guys, we can get everything going here, and getting focused on the last 90 days of the year and where we're going, what we're doing, is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of work, but literally, let me remind you of one thing. Whatever you do in the last 90 days of this year, it sets up everything that will happen in 2018, okay? And so it's really important for that to pay attention to what you're doing, the people that you're contacting, and all that. All right. So two things. First of all, good morning, Julie, my co-host. How are you doing?
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. Really good. Excited about today's call. We've got lots of things to go over, and I'm sure you will all be interested in and getting ready for an amazing month.
Julie, why don't you tell them about the event we did yesterday and going on Facebook to the Facebook page that we put together.
Thank you. Oh, good idea. Yes, yesterday Greg and I were we were one of the many sponsors for a brain injury program called Dove Dash. And they have almost 1,000 runners in Southern California that go through Dove Canyon right in Orange County. And it is set up to bring in all the donations that come in, go for brain-injured individuals. And we had an absolute blast. I want to encourage you, the best way to find out about your business and how to share the product is just go out there, throw a mat down or throw the soles down on the floor, put up a little sign or put your socks on or something. Everyone stopped and wanted to know what it was that we were doing. And the most amazing thing for me was everyone had a story. There were people who had feet problems and balance problems and all the things that we had to offer. And the fact that our product is so reasonable, if we had had more product, we would have sold out everything that we had. So we sold everything that we had right there on the spot. And we had the opportunity of getting at least a dozen names to follow up on. And it's not just individuals. It were professionals that were there. So it was really an exceptional day. We had a really good presence. We met a lot of super cool people. And we had an opportunity to share Vox in another way.
Okay, so you want to tell them about the pictures you posted to Facebook, Sock and Soul?
Oh, yes. So we have a Facebook page called Sock and Souls. So you spell the word and out. It's not the symbol. And souls is plural. When you click on that in Facebook, you'll click on the site that we've created for all of us to share. and we put some pictures up there. Pat Boone, it was his, Ryan Corbin is his grandson, and that's the foundation that really hosted the Dove Dash. And so there's a darling picture of Pat Boone on there with Greg and I, and the booth that we had set up, and the posters and everything. And so we want to share that with you. We would love for you to share your events on that page. I went through, actually, I'm not savvy at this at all. So I just did what it told me to do. I went through and invited everybody I knew from my other Facebook page, which I rarely put anything on. And I got 20 likes in about 20 minutes, which brought this bell that came up from Facebook that said, hey, you know, you're rocking this thing. And I'm thinking, what? And I got two follow-ups from that. Two people that I've known over the years who have both been in direct sales that I completely admire. They both called and said, what are you doing? And I shared with them. And we have appointments today with two people just out of sharing what we did yesterday. So, you know, go for it.
That's it, guys. So go to Facebook and like that page, Sock and Soul. And this is where, again, all of you can do the same thing. Please continue to do that. You know, want to recommend that, you know, instead of even doing video testimonials, take your testimonial and, again, post it on Facebook. And that social media works like unbelievable. So we sold everything we had. We walked away from there with about 20 very interested leads. And then when Julie came home and posted that, we've got, you know, two appointments today right now of people that have already looked and seen it, have already, by the time we meet with them, they will have seen Jay's video, all of it. Guys, that's a way to jumpstart your business. Right, we're talking about the fastest way to jumpstart your business is to hear these stories, but then take action on them and get them going in your area, your neck of the woods. Yeah, you know, I always say to people as well, I go, what kind of an outgoing message do you have on your phone? I'm always amazed when I call somebody back that's in business, in any kind of business, and you get just the automated response, you know, you've reached area code 919, you know, blah, 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 whatever it might be. There's no voice message on there saying, hey, you've reached the party you were trying to call, you know, and leave a message, because we do. We've got a great outgoing message on our phones that say, hey, look, if I've not told you about Vox Socks and Insoles, make sure that we do when we talk. And it's not just for all the people that call you that you know, that you might forget to talk about, but how about the people that call you that don't know, and they're listening to that message going, wait, Vox, what is that all about? You'll be very surprised, guys, at the results that you get. So one more thing I want to talk about, and then, guys, we want to hear about your weekend. What did you do? Questions, thoughts, ideas, and all that. Is okay, now it's the first of the month, and you're going to understand why I'm bringing this up right now. Is today, Julie's and I, my Sock of the Month Club is activated. We do it the first business day of every month. It automatically comes out. We start the month that way. We almost placed like a $1,500 order the other day. And I said, wait a minute, we've got two more days till the first of the month. So that's another thing we're going to do. We're going to place an order today. All right, again, the first of the month, everything. We go into the month qualified. Look, a couple stories that happened just in the last couple days is there's a guy that called, and he was talking. He said, man, Greg, he goes, I almost lost, you know, everything. He's got a pretty good-sized check coming. And he goes, you know, I was not aware that my banks, my debit cards or credit cards don't work in Canada, that my bank won't accept it, that it wasn't going through. And he goes, and I almost was not qualified. And I go, yeah. And so when would you like to find that out? In the first of the month or the end of the month? You know, I mean, it's not Vox's responsibility, guys. It's our responsibility to make that work. They have no control over your bank account or your banks or whatever it might be. And I go, that's another reason. That's why Julie and I are always saying what we're saying. Then we had a lady that called us on Saturday. She was real upset. She goes, they're out of the Bliss, or I think it was a Bliss. wasn't it? The insoles. And
yes.
And what, you know, this is Saturday afternoon. Okay, like 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, she's calling me. I go, wow, really, how about waiting to the very last second before you can do it? And she was upset. And I go, well, I'm sorry that you're upset, but first of all, the company, we've mentioned it on Blog Talk Radio. The company's mentioned it. If you're plugging into the Wednesday calls and finding out what's going on. So this is somebody that's not plugged in. They're not on Blog Talk. They're not listening to the company's Wednesday calls. They're not doing this or not doing that, but they want to get upset because they waited to the very last second of the very last minute of the qualification time to do this. And the company didn't have what they want to have. I go, really, guys, let's kind of be fair about this. All right? I mean, whose fault is that? Right there. And it's not even a question of fault. I'm not here blaming anybody. I'm just saying that if you're going to take your business serious, then be serious about your business. You know, we take it very serious. I want to be qualified from day one. From the first day, making that work, then I'm not concerned about it the rest of the month. And I want to encourage all of you, look, the fact that you are on Blog Talk Radio, to me, tells me that you're serious about building your business. You want to get plugged in. You want to hear the latest about what's going on. Lead by example, guys. Lead by example. I'll be glad, Julie and I'll be glad, anytime to do a screen share shot. We'll all do a join.me. I'll show you our back office. I'll show you where we're qualified or what we're doing. I apologize if I ranted on a little too long about that, but you can tell I feel pretty strong about it. And then last thing is actually the 16th of this month, Julie and I are headed across the United States. We're making stops all along the way. We have got a schedule all laid out, and we're going to email it out to all of you guys so that you'll know where we're going and roughly about when we're going to be there. And if we can help you anywhere along the way, if you would like to plug people into any of those events, please do. All right? So, Julie, did I forget anything else?
Two things that I just want to reiterate. One is, we talked about that this Friday, but today's the beginning of the month. Make sure that you have a PayPal account and that the email on your PayPal account is the same email that Vox Live has, not a business email. It would be your PayPal account email, that they have the same one so that you can get paid. If you do not have a PayPal account, please contact them and let them know. They are happy to make arrangements with you, but they won't know if you don't contact them. So that, again, it's the beginning of the month. Now's the time to do it. And FYI, corporate had sent out an email last night regarding calls that were going on last week and a review and of the things like the practitioner call on Thursday and things and leadership call and things like that. Please look at those things. That is where the majority of your information and how to return product, how to contact compliance, what the customer receipts require, they're all right there in the emails. I reviewed them this morning, and we all get them. Everybody in Vox Life does. So heads up on that, you guys. There's lots of info there for you.
Good. All right, guys. Push one on your phone. Come on. We want to hear about your weekend. That's it. I know something was happening out there this weekend. Must have been, because like $4,000 in volume happened over the weekend, right there. So questions, thoughts, ideas.
Maybe they're not recuperated yet.
There's yeah, really. Okay, here you go. Go ahead and open that up. Area code 304, you're live on Sock and Soul Radio.
Hello, Greg. This is Donna Childers, and
hey.
I'm through the heart. Made it, and so I'm doing pretty good, they say, but I'm just thankful to be alive.
Well, good, good, yeah. So when was the operation? Was it over the weekend, or?
It was on Thursday.
Thursday.
Wow.
Yes, and I walked yesterday.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. I told my husband, I said, get them socks on me first thing. And they have to put the other socks you know, on top of them, but that's okay.
Compression.
You got it. Well, good deal, Donna. Our best to you. Get a speedy recovery, and we look forward to hearing you back on the calls, and look forward to seeing you pretty soon as well, too. So.
Yeah, we sure are. Thank
all right.
Dad.
Bye-bye.
And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, guys, anything else? Questions, thoughts, ideas? Let's hear about them. Push one on your phone, get you up there, get going with this. And if not, guys, everybody make it a great day. I mean, really, it is fantastic day out there, guys. Our phone is literally ringing off the hook. I mean, here you go. Let me go to 217. 217, you're live on Sock and Soul Radio.
Hi there, this is Dixie, and by any chance, do you have any idea when the Christmas songs are coming out?
December 24th, they'll hit. They come right out then.
Oh.
No,
well,
no, Dixie, I'm joking. Hey, Dixie, the thing is, I tell you what, we're trying to get some information on that, but here's what they did say is on Wednesday's call, the corporate call, and we try and give the announcements with that, is that they were going to introduce them like the 1st of November. So I think in about 30 days that they'll be coming out. And they know. I mean, guys, look, part of what we're going to do on these calls is lay out this 90-day plan of action. Like, look where Halloween falls. Look where Thanksgiving falls. At Christmas time, the company shuts down from December 23rd until January 2nd. Okay, so, but now that just means the office, the internet's not going to be shut down. You can still sign people up and place orders and all that. And they've got an extra team of people that'll be, you know, coming in to get all those orders ready to go out and everything. So it doesn't mean we have to stop doing business. It's just knowing the holidays and dates and times. And like Dixie's asking right now, when will the holiday socks come out? We believe, and if we find out different, it'll be right at the 1st of November.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Great question, by the way, too. All right, guys, any other questions? Yeah? Okay, I know that everybody's going to get their Sock of the Month Club done. I know everybody's going to get their orders done. Again, start early. All right, start early. Don't wait till the last second, okay, with that. And, guys, again, if there's not any other questions, here you go. Hold on one second. Oh, I actually even know who this is. Good morning, Mrs. Blackburn. How are you today?
Good morning, Mr. Nice Wonder.
All right.
I want to know what that web page is again, your Facebook page. I went on there and I thought, what is it?
Julie, what is it?
It's Sock and Soul. So it's S-O-C-K. A-N-D-S-O-L-E-S. And when you search for it, we did put our little picture up there because there's several of them. They're not all Sock and Souls, but they're Sock and Soul or something of that nature. So it's Sock and Souls, and you'll see Greg and I in a little photo there. You can click on that.
Aww,
and that'll bring
how
you up.
Cute. I'm seeing it. I found it.
All
well,
right.
There you, Charlene. Great. Thanks for letting us know. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and guys, seriously, I'll go back and make that one statement is if you want to keep rocking it, look, again, the bigger we get, the more stuff that's on the internet, write your testimonial out and post it there on Facebook, but also post it on Google. You know, I want to get as many. I want hundreds of testimonials a month going on Google, and because that's what people do. Guys, when people are researching, including us, when we started, we went on Google to take a look at. We read the positive stuff. We read the negative. We read this. We read that. And the only negative stuff that was on there were from people that were trying to sell us their system or their program, you know, some guy trying to sell leads out there, or something like that. So. Anyway, take a look at it. And, guys, again, if there's not any other questions, I'm sorry, wait a minute. Let me come down here. Charlene, I'm going to leave your line open, too. Area code 601, you're live on Sock and Soul Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Melody here in Mississippi again. And I had a question because I was so grateful to get my box and was pouring through all my papers and all the science, and it's really some amazing information in there. But I saw in one little corner on one of the sheets it said, with your sign up, get $200 free when you spend $200. What is that? I didn't know anything about that. Now it's too late. So tell me so I can be sure
well,
and tell those I...
No, see, that is great, Melody. Again, I'm so glad you asked that question because, again, guys, there can always be a lot of confusion and misinformation in the beginning. What they're talking about is that when you remember when you registered and signed up for $40, they had that launch kit for $200?
No.
That was available?
No, I don't remember, but it would be a wonderful thing to be sure to tell people.
Right. So here's the process. When you enroll, when you're signing up and you go to pay the $40 to get the business in a box, your business kit, there's also, they only offer it one time, and it's called the launch kit. I call it a variety pack because it's $400 worth of product for $200. $400 worth of retail product for $200. And it's it's a nice offer. I mean, if you don't know what you're looking for, it is. But let me explain. You don't get to pick what's in there. So a lot of times it works, but, you know, like half the time it works and half the time it doesn't. We've got a lot of people that have been satisfied with that, but then we've also had people, and I was talking about this on the Saturday training, is that, you know, some basketball players with size 14 feet, we're getting ballerina size socks and insoles, and the other way around. You know, we had these people that were looking for dainty little socks, and they got that, and their whole order was large and extra large black and gray socks and insoles. And they're like, wait a minute. So that's the only down part to it, is you really can't pick what you want. And that's why we encourage people to actually sign up for $40, get their business in a box, and then go back into their website, log into the back, and go shopping and buy $200 or $400 or $600 worth of product to begin with. Again, that's what Julie and I did. We were also very specific about what we bought. We knew exactly what we wanted to do. So,
thank you for telling me that. That's great.
Yeah, you got it. And great question. Again, thanks so much, for coming out there. Guys, it's questions like that that help everybody move forward and go in the right direction. You got questions, you don't understand them, which that's the whole thing. Every day I see two or three things that I don't understand, or like, well, wait a minute, what does that mean? Or you know, again, as a company evolves, they might change a policy, but somebody forgot to go back in there and erase it from there. So you hear a conflicting story, and you're going like, hey, well, what's the truth? Again, that's what we try and take care of here every morning, real quick, share testimonials and stuff, but when you've got questions, definitely bring them out. So really, really appreciate that. And guys, look, if there's not any other questions or thoughts or ideas or whatever, let's get on with the day. I don't see any more questions on the board. So Dixie and Charlene and Melody and Julie, are we forgetting anything? Is there any kind of closing comments,
Donna,
that we need to make?
I just wanted to say thank you, Donna. I know she's been through a lot this last week, but she made an effort to call in, and we so appreciate it. No, I think we covered it all, Greg. We've got a busy, busy week, and just FYI, everybody, Greg and I now have the ability to send emails out to everyone regarding our schedule and trainings and things like that. So if somehow you've gotten lost in the shuffle there, we do. We've got a system now that's set up that can email hundreds and thousands of people, and that was a big ordeal. But it's done, so every day we all make progress in something. So I'm encouraged to always hear your progress, too.
All right. With that, guys, go out there. Make it a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And remember, sock it to them. Bye. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today on Vox Sox Radio. Remember, we're just a group of independent associates helping other independent associates. The health testimonies that you heard here today are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any medical conditions and